All right, welcome everybody to another edition of the Free Money Podcast. I'm Matt Jones. I assume you know that if you're listening. And it is another week. We missed last week because, you know, life comes at you fast. Drew Franklin had a Tuesday night Titans game. Jay and Lyndon had like six or seven speaking engagements he had to make. And so ultimately we had to postpone, but we're back this week. And our picks are going to be twice as good because now all the conferences except the Pac-12 will be playing. Drew is sitting here with me. Drew, nice to see you with your beard. Are you working on getting me some of the Oreo cinnamon rolls?
I do have regular futile, how you want to say it, cinnamon rolls ready for Bardstown. The cookies and cream Oreo cinnamon rolls might have to wait. But we'll have some cinnamon rolls tomorrow.
Yeah, boy, the cinnamon roll conversation got a lot of people talking. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of cinnamon rolls over the next couple of weeks, and I'm totally good with that. Jay and Lyndon is here with his headset. For people who, obviously none of you can see this, Drew and I, if you were to be watching this on the screen, we look like our normal selves. Jay looks like he is playing like video games with his children on Twitch with AOC, and like he looks like he's ready to have stuff go on. How's it going?
It's good. My son told me this is top of the line gaming headset, better than anything I have, so that's why I'm using it. Maybe I'll play some Fortnite or your Red Dead Redemption that you've never played after I get finished.
I did see that AOC, she did a Twitch. She played somebody on Twitch. I guess that's what people use Twitch for, is to play against each other in video games. And they had 500,000 people watching her play a video game. And that just absolutely blew my mind. And they said it wasn't even the most watched one ever. There were two in history that have been more than that. And Drew, that makes me feel so old that like 500,000 people would watch a politician play a video game. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I know the gaming culture has been here for a while, but I still get shocked at any interest whatsoever in watching another human play a video game. I would just rather take that time to play the game myself than watch someone else do it. I don't care who it is.
There are two or three things that make me feel the oldest. Twitch, TikTok, and whenever I get on, like, whenever I see the people that are famous and making millions of dollars with their YouTube pages, and I have never heard of any of them. Yeah, that's when I feel the oldest. Well, all right, so we're going to get started here. Phil Steele, we used to do this a lot, Drew, the Phil Steele, what is he bragging about this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this week he is bragging that his computer corner is 17-3 this year. Now, computer corner, if you remember, was he puts everything into a computer and it tells him who to bet on. Now, one might argue, if this computer corner is 17-3, why are those not the only things he's giving us? You know what I mean? Because his picks are terrible.
Yeah, so if I had a device that did it for me and it was doing a very good job, I think I would just rely on that and probably check out on my own picks.
So his computer corner picks, just keep this in mind, is North Carolina and NC State. He is picking NC State to cover in his computer corner. And Miami, Virginia, he picks Miami to cover. So if you believe in computer corner, you want to go NC State, Miami this week, Drew, for computer corner.
Well, in some of the other non-Phil Steele shows I listen to and things I've read on the internet, they are anti-NC State. So that's an interesting pick. I know they have a good record. I believe their only loss is a pretty good Virginia Tech team. So.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it. Actually, I think that's his computer quarter pick. I also think it's one of his regular picks of the week, too. So he's all in. But we'll get started. Jay, you said I asked you to pick other local Louisville restaurants. You said you had one for last week and one for this week. We'll save your second one for in between college and the NFL. What is your first to go with to-go sushi and starving artist Louisville restaurant?
Guacamole. It's on the fringes of Linden off Hurstburn Lane. And I want to give a big shout out to Roger, the waiter who always takes care of us.
Does he listen to this?
Doubtful. He's only been.
Okay.
This is a cool story. He's only been in the States for 11 months, and his English is actually pretty good. And my kids are pretty good with Spanish, and he makes it a point to only let, he makes them speak Spanish when they order, and it's actually really helped them. So it's kind of a cool story.
That is a cool story. Yeah, I feel like you should tell Roger he's on this podcast. I think that would make him happy. Don't you?
For sure.
I'm going to go to Guacamole, find Roger, leave him a big tip, and say, this is from Jay and Lyndon and his moderate Spanish-speaking child. And that should make him happy, right? Makes, by the way, happy. Guacamole is Rachel's favorite restaurant in New York. I don't think they're related to each other, the two guacamoles, but just as a side note. All right, let's get started. What's up first?
First game is Florida Atlantic at Marshall. Marshall's a 16.5-point favorite.
Normally, we would never lead with this game, Drew, because who cares? But this is Phil Steele's 5-star pick of the week and his co-pick of the month. Co-pick of the month. He takes Marshall to cover the 16.5. Co-pick of the month. What do you think?
Well, you know, I love when we lead off with a game I didn't even know existed. But knowing it is Phil's co-pick of the month, how could I not pull out my own hard-earned money and place a bet on this? So I'm going to follow Phil's co-pick of the month, even though I can't tell you a single thing about these games or these teams except Marshall killed Eastern Kentucky to start the year. And I'm going to trust him with his co-pick of the month.
By the way, he lost the other co-pick of the month.
That's why he's due. I mean, has anyone ever missed all
lost
their
co-picks? Two co-picks? Nobody loses that many. Nobody loses two co-picks of the month. I'm going to take Marshall as well because – I don't know. I have no reason. But I feel like Phil, I still can't do it. Phil, with his, you know, he's been spending a lot of time on his computer over in the corner, and I think he likes what he's coming up with. So I'm going to say Marshall. Jay, what do you think?
I try to go through here and see what games I think you're going to have me pick. This was like 100th on my list. But I did bet on Marshall because you remember Brad, who we had last week, said bet against Western every game, and I've actually done well with that. So I'm going to go Marshall here as well.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Brad, by the way, he really – who did we say he looked like? Because he really did look like him.
Farnham.
Sean Farnham. Oh, yeah, so Sean Farnham, I need to say that. He sends me a message and goes, hey, man, I know we haven't talked in a while. What's up with people writing me? Did I do something wrong? Which I actually think says a lot about him, that like, rather than getting angry, he assumed, Drew, maybe he had screwed up. That maybe when people were like, what happened, Sean, that he had screwed up.
Yeah, he was making sure he didn't offend anyone in Big Blue Nation before he was going to figure out why he should be offended.
Yeah, so I appreciate that about Sean Farnham. That's why I like him so much. All right, what's next?
Next thing we have is Maryland at Northwestern. Northwestern's an 11-point favorite.
This is Phil's 2-star pick of the week, which means he only has moderate belief in it. He has Northwestern by 17. I feel like you and I – so, again, for the Big Ten, this is actually week one, so you have to go back to the way we look at things before the season starts, Drew. And I feel like Maryland, just like Texas, is a team we always get wrong, right? We always say whatever we pick, it goes the other way. My gut says pick Northwestern here. I'm going to pick Northwestern, but I know I'll be wrong because Maryland will end up winning by 5.
I mean, this game is another one where, I mean, we're all going to learn together what's going to happen here, but I did dial up my friend Odd Shark for this podcast, and I'll just go right to him right now, and Odd Shark has Northwestern covering the spread.
So what do you have?
I'm joining. Make it a clean sweep across the board.
All right, Jay?
I don't know if I'm right here, but I think Maryland's had a lot of issues, so I'm going to go Northwestern as well.
What issues do you think they've had? Like if you when you were thinking about Maryland's issues, what are you talking about?
We'll just call this my Jay and Lyndon situational pick.
Drew, you have a serious look on your face. Do you know about these issues?
No, I was looking serious because I was into what he was about to say. It sounded
okay. Drew, just for people who can't see the video, Drew had a look on his face like, let's not talk about these issues, Matt. These issues are so serious that we cannot go into these issues on the podcast. That's not what it was.
He built it up, and I was just excited to hear what he had to say. Turns out.
Okay.
How about a report on it tomorrow?
All right, so this will be our 5-star issue pick of the week. Northwestern over Maryland due to the issues that shall not be named. What's next?
Next game is NC State at North Carolina. So this is only the third time in 110 meetings that both are ranked in the top 25. And Matt, I actually wrote this down. What is the difference in age between Mack Brown and Nick Saban?
Well, I would think I'm sure you're saying this to me because Mack Brown seems older. So I would say, I would have thought 10 years, 12. What do you think? What is it?
They're the same exact age.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I think that's crazy.
Mack seems a lot older when we were getting breakfast together. That is a crazy stat. You said about 110 meetings. They've only been ranked the same time three times. What did you say the spread was?
North Carolina is a 15-point favorite coming off their loss. And they were fourth ranked and lost to Florida State.
So here's the thing. Normally my reaction is after a team like North Carolina gets upset like that, if you still believe they're good, they're going to get undervalued the next week. That's normally what I would say. But I've been riding NC State all year. I think they've covered the spread every game. I think I'm right about that. Now, they're 4-1 against the spread, but they have been they've covered the spread by large amounts in the game so far. So I'm rolling with the Pack. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Pack. I'm rolling with them again. It goes against my rule of hedge when a team has a really dramatic loss, but I'm still taking the Pack. What about you, Drew?
I kind of thought North Carolina was for real before the year and did all the way up until last Saturday when they got upset by a not very good Florida State team. I still think that was for real. It was just an off weekend. Teams have them, and I think this will be a big statement game for them coming out. I think they win big and cover.
But they didn't just lose, Drew. They were down 28-3 in that game.
I'm aware, but, I mean, teams have bad games. You know, here at Kentucky, we know about – the Citrus Bowl team going down to Knoxville and just had nothing, got beat in all phases. That happens.
But Florida State's the worst team in the country.
I'm aware, but I believed in UNC early. I'm going to chalk that up to as a clunker and see what happens in this one. But I think they come out and make a statement.
So you're going against both the computer in the corner.
Yep.
You're going against Phil and you're going against me. So you got a lot of guts here. What do you have, Jay?
You're going against Jay and Lyndon. I just think 15 is too many, that extra point. 15 points seems like a lot in a rivalry game. So because I think North Carolina wins, but I'm going to take NC State to cover here.
Totally agree.
Next game we have Baylor at Texas. Baylor has had three games postponed already. And I looked this up. Sam Ellinger, the quarterback for Texas, leads the nation with 21 TDs. The spread is Texas -9.
Game is at Texas, right?
Yes.
All right, so I think Texas stinks, but Baylor's probably going to get COVID by the time we have this. Like, Baylor is – everything Baylor touches has COVID. Like, Chris Christie has been named the new AD. I refuse to think that Baylor's going to be able to get in this game without and get through it. Phil has Texas as his three-star pick of the week, has Texas by 21. I'm taking the Longhorns. I'm riding with Phil as well. What about you, Drew?
You know how I feel about Texas. Every time we bring them up, I dismiss it right away. Doesn't even matter the opponent. However, I think this is the week. I do it again. I mean, it's been years since I put money on them, but with Baylor having missed so much football, I don't think they can compete in a game where Texas, even though Texas hasn't been Texas this year, they've at least been playing every Saturday, and I think that's going to matter a lot. I'm taking the Longhorns too, and next week I'll cry about it and say I'll never bet on Texas again.
It's like Baylor and Garrett County are the two teams that just can't get a game in because of Garrett County's had their high school game, I think, canceled 4 weeks in a row, and it's not been because of them any time. So I feel like that's probably what we're going to have with Texas and Baylor. What do you got, Jay?
Go big here because this I wrote down as my bet of the week, and Texas is my bet of the week. I'm taking Texas in the first half. You know, I love that. And I'm taking Texas to cover this.
I like you on the cover. I don't like you on the first half because Texas could start slow, right? I mean, they did announce this week that their school song, which the players think is racist, they did announce that they're going to keep it, which I found to be an odd decision. I mean, I don't care. I don't even know what the song is, so I don't care. But if
it's called The Eyes of Texas. I actually read this article this week.
But, if your team hates it, why? I mean, just don't play it. And then maybe my next summer they'll forget about it and you can play it the next year. It just seems like a weird thing to announce right before a game, Drew, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, I don't know the song or the controversy, but if I had players complaining about it, I would at least hold off and figure it out later and maybe mute it for a week or two.
Although Mitch didn't stop playing, we're from Kentucky and we like it that way, and I'm sure our players didn't like that. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. What do you got, Jay? What's next?
All right, let's talk about this one. Alabama at Tennessee. Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Alabama put up more yards against Georgia's defense than any team since 2000. The last person to put that was Lorenzen to put up that many yards against Georgia. Tennessee's schedule looks tough coming up. They still have to play Bama, Florida, Texas A&M.
That's right. I remember we won that. Lorenzen won that game, didn't he? I think that was like Lorenzen's best win as a Cat, I believe. I could be, because I think we played that when we did the sort of tribute for him. Alabama by 50, Drew. I mean, like, pick the score, and Alabama wins by that much.
I have already put money on Alabama first half minus 11 and a half.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm confident in the game, too.
Come on.
But Tennessee, you either have one quarterback who's not going to be motivated to play because all week you heard his fan base say he should get COVID and die and everything else that's come out of their mouths, or you have a brand-new starter and you're throwing him in front of Alabama. So either way, I don't think Tennessee is going to get good quarterback play, no matter how much Jeremy Pruitt can turn it around from losing Kentucky. I think they're going to get absolutely killed down there, and the downward spiral will continue. But that 11.5, I'm on it, and I think that's very good.
By the way, make that my bet of the week, Alabama first half against Tennessee. That's mine. I didn't know it was 11.5, but you can't go wrong Alabama first half. Jay, what do you got?
I got Alabama there too, and I found a first quarter minus 6.5. I'm all over that.
Ooh, okay, switch it. My first, I switched. I'm now, my bet of the week is the first quarter. They're going to be up 14-0 the first two possessions.
I agree with you. Next game I have, Auburn at Mississippi. Last year when Auburn beat Alabama, that seems like a long time ago, Malzahn said Bo Nix will win a championship before he gets out of here. Right now he is the worst completion percentage of any SEC quarterback. Wow. Lane Kiffin kind of got humbled a little last week. What do you think here?
What's the line?
3.
For Auburn?
Auburn's favored by 3.
I have no idea. I mean, like this is one I would never bet on. Like, I could see any result. I could see Ole Miss winning by 20. I could see Auburn winning by 20. I honestly have no idea. I guess if you're giving me 3 points and it's in Oxford, I'll take Ole Miss, but I have no confidence of that result, Drew.
Yeah, I think I like Ole Miss. I'm not super confident. I don't know that I'll actually make a bet here, but in our pick'em, I think I'm going to take Ole Miss. And maybe, you know, I know they didn't put up the big scoring outages they've had in the weeks before, but maybe Arkansas is just good. I mean, Arkansas has actually looked pretty good every week. So on the counter, on the other side, I think Auburn has been much worse than people expect, especially Bo Nix. And it's funny to hear their fans crying to have Joey Gatewood back. I think they're going the wrong direction. I'll take Ole Miss here.
Who did Auburn just lose to?
South Carolina.
That's right. All right. What do you have, Jay?
I'll tell you what, the over-under here is 71. I think it's the highest on the board. That seems crazy high. I would almost take the under there. I'm going with Mississippi just because I think Lane Kiffin does crazy stuff, and that might help him out in this game.
Yeah, I mean, why would you, Auburn's offense hasn't been awesome this year. Like, why would you, I don't know. I agree with you. That's another one. If I was going to bet this game, I would bet the under. I actually agree with you on that. All right. What's next?
Next game is South Carolina at LSU. Wow. LSU is struggling, and LSU still has to play Alabama, Texas A&M, Florida. It looks like their quarterback's going to be out and they could be starting a true freshman. LSU's a 6-point favorite.
I mean, this is another one. Who knows? Like, I don't know. I mean, LSU can't be as bad as they've looked, you wouldn't think. But maybe they are. I mean, I guess if you're giving me 6, I guess I'll take South Carolina, even though it's there. I mean, if LSU is going to win a game, though, don't they have to win this one? Like, when are they going to win? They still have to play, like, everybody good, not just those teams you mentioned, but, like, still have to play Ole Miss. I mean, like, I don't know, but I guess I'll take South Carolina if you give me 6.
Now, I think LSU is really bad. I watched that Missouri game, And I mean, they just couldn't tackle, just basic fundamental stuff. They looked horrible. But it's things that might be able to be fixed because they still have the athleticism and the five-star recruits. And last week being postponed, they've had a little more time to maybe settle in and figure out what's been wrong. I'm going to give them one more chance to prove they're at least decent. I'll take LSU this week. But, man, if they don't win this week, they might not win a game.
Bill agrees with you, by the way. He has LSU covering. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm going to say South Carolina. I feel like this is a game Muschamp wins, and he just kind of stays around. I mean, that guy just hangs around. He wins one game that keeps him there. And I'll take the six there.
Be a heck of a back-to-back, though, if they beat Auburn and LSU in back-to-back weeks if you're Muschamp.
Kind of a weird week. There's only four SEC games, so we'll hit the last SEC game, Kentucky at Missouri. Right now it's 5.5 Kentucky. Over-under is 47. What do we think here, guys?
So I wouldn't bet it because, again, I don't bet Kentucky. But if I were going to bet it, I'd bet Missouri because I think this game is going to be very close, and I think Missouri has a one-third chance of winning it. So I would not bet this game, but if I was going to bet it, I would bet Missouri because I'm getting the 5.5. What about you, Drew?
Yeah, I also would take Missouri here. Kentucky looked good in the second half against Tennessee, but I still – I'm worried that in the last two games, we've relied way too much on pick sixes and interceptions that cannot be your strategy every week because you cannot expect it to be happening like it's happened the last 2 weeks. I think Kentucky still has a little bit of concerns, especially with it being the timing of this game after a big win. I would take Missouri if I had to bet it, but I'm in no way actually putting money on that.
By the way, I just want to say something. I just got this text message. This could be a breaking story. Drew, you have it as well. The Secret Service is, as we speak, combing the Kid Rock Honky Tonk Bar for a potential appearance tonight after the debate.
Ooh.
Do we think Donald Trump is going to the Kid Rock Honky Tonk Bar tonight after the debate? Because it's in Nashville.
I mean,
I do. Of course he is.
Yeah. I'm just picturing – you know, I've walked past the Kid Rock Honky Tonk Bar recently in quarantine, and it looked like spring break. Like, they had no clue anything was going on in the world. I just can't imagine that being where the president would go, but maybe. Who knows?
Well, I mean, why would the Secret Service – okay, so the RNC has apparently rented out Kid Rock's bar tonight. But the Secret Service would only need to be there if Trump goes, right?
I would think. I don't know.
So let me just say, if you hear – that Trump went to the Kid Rock bar. You heard it first on the Free Money Podcast, and I hope everyone credits it on social media. Free Money Podcast said Trump went to the Kid Rock bar. Jay, what do you have in Kentucky game?
Well, you know by now I won't pick it because I don't bet it on or against Kentucky, but we have to keep Missouri's quarterback in check. When they beat LSU, he was 29 of 34, had four TDs, no interceptions. That just can't happen. Nationally, we rank top 10 in four categories now, Matt. I'm going to give them to you. We're third in the nation in red zone defense, seventh in net punting, seventh fewest penalties, and ninth in turnover margin, which is insane after how we started.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. I mean, that's interesting all the way around. By the way, Phil's got us winning by 14. So –
if the defense is what, I mean, they've looked like the last couple games, then, yeah, I mean, they can kill Missouri. But I just feel like, you know, 84-yard pick sixes and some of that, there's a little bit of luck to it. But maybe we are just ball hawks that go out and create turnovers and plays like that.
Dude, Trump's going to the Kid Rock bar. I mean, we just keep getting text messages about that. He's going to the – he's going, Drew. And we – I don't know. Part of me wants to send it out. I don't want to get this person in trouble, though, so I won't. I guess we already are getting them in trouble, but whatever. Who's next?
I put this one out there for Drew. I want to get his thoughts. Syracuse at Clemson. Clemson, get this, is a 46.5 point favorite.
Oh!
The Clemson money line, Drew, is minus 100,000.
Wow. You know,
minus 100,000.
What did Clemson have last week? They were in the 70s, right?
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, 73-7. They were down 7-0, though.
Yeah, I think we see it again. I mean, that number can't get high enough for me. As crazy it is on paper to see that as a spread, I think they're going to do it to Syracuse.
Yeah,
I mean, Syracuse is giving up. I mean, 40
if you're making me, if you're making me bet it, you have to bet Clemson, right? Like Syracuse lost to Liberty by 20, didn't they? I mean, like
Liberty scored 38 points. Are you telling me Clemson can't get enough to cover that spread?
Yeah, I that's crazy. What do you think, Jay?
I even looked. I tried to see if there was any association with the coach of Syracuse and Dabo, and there's not. So I thought you got. Do you all know Syracuse's coach's name?
Dino Babers.
Good job. Good job.
I don't know how I know that, by the way.
That's I'll tell you what. That's about as impressed as I've ever been with you. The least impressed I've been with you is this na-ni-na stuff you're doing on the show.
You're breaking news. Like what's wrong with really freaking?
I don't care for that, but I'm going with Clemson.
Well, you've never been a man of gimmicks. You're always a person you don't believe. You don't believe in any shenanigans. All right, so I've gotten permission to tweet it. So when this show is over, I'm tweeting that Donald Trump's – is there somewhere we think we could bet on whether or not Trump goes to the Kid Rock bar tonight?
Actually, here, I'll pull up the debate lines. We can go over some of those, too.
If you have Trump shows up to the Kid Rock bar, I'm putting money on it, a lot of it, because I got a good feeling that he's going to be there. All right, who's next?
Florida State at Louisville. Right now, Louisville's a 4.5-point favorite. Louisville was ranked fourth preseason in the ACC. They are 0-4 and the only team that hasn't won a game in the ACC. Florida State's coming off their big win of North Carolina.
I like Louisville a lot here because I think Louisville has lost four games, but actually they've all been pretty competitive. They've lost them all, but they've been in them all. Florida State is getting too much of a bump for having beaten North Carolina. I still think they're terrible. Louisville's at home. They got to do something. They can't go 1-5. I think Louisville wins actually by a decent margin. I'll take the Cards.
I was a little thrown off last week. I didn't watch it. How did Louisville go from scoring and giving up all these points to playing Notre Dame at like 12-7 or something stupid?
It was raining. The weather was bad. And Notre Dame drove the ball on them all day. They just ended up just kicking field goals. They didn't – they weren't, you know.
That one really threw me off, but I'll fall for it and take the bait with the hangover game for Florida State versus Louisville playing pretty well against Notre Dame. I will join you in thinking the Cards cover this week.
Phil picks Florida State, by the way.
Makes Jake. Me feel even better.
I'm going to take Louisville here, and but I don't feel great about it. And I'll tell you what, you look at Louisville's schedule, it's awful. The rest of their schedule is terrible.
Yeah, they could still finish with a decent record if they win. They don't play anybody good. But then again, the teams they've lost to aren't good either. So, you know.
So the next game I have, Big Ten. Nebraska, who I think, Matt, you've called them the Tennessee of the Big Ten.
Yes.
And Ohio State. Ohio State right now is a 26-point favorite.
I really like Nebraska to cover this spread. Like, really like it. Like, I don't think they'll win, but 26 is a lot in the first game. And if you go back, Ohio State has had first games over the years. Remember, they played Cincinnati and almost lost in a first week game. I feel like they've played a MAC team that was close in the last 3 or 4 years in the first game. You're telling me 26 points? I mean, Nebraska, if you have any sort of confidence, self-esteem, pride, you're going to cover 26. So I'm taking Nebraska to cover this.
At first, I thought Ohio State would come out and just murder them because they've been sitting around waiting to play all year after the season was kind of taken away from them. But then I thought, well, you know what? Nebraska's been doing the same thing. And, you know, they've got talented guys. They were a pretty decent team last year. So I think Nebraska shows up and plays well, too. And I think they do cover. Ohio State will win, but that's way too big of a spread for two teams that have had plenty of time to get ready and are very eager to get out there and do it.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite picks of the week, to be honest with you. I mean, Nebraska's not going to win. But, Jay, you don't think they come within 26?
Here's my rationale with this. I feel like Ohio State feels like they have to keep up with Clemson and Alabama, and they've seen those scores, and they're going to run up the score. I think they cover.
Okay. Hey, listen, if you're right, you're right. If I will say this, if they cover a 26-point spread in the first week, then they're pretty good. I mean, like, really good. So we'll see. What's next?
Next, we have Notre Dame at Pittsburgh. Notre Dame's a 10.5-point favorite. Over under here's only 43.5.
Yeah, I really like Pittsburgh here. The game is at Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's pretty good. They got upset, was it by Boston College or something? But still, Notre Dame can't score. That's the problem they've had throughout. That's why that over-under is so low. Again, I think Notre Dame probably wins. But if you're telling me I'm getting 10.5 with the Pitt Panthers and all the pride that they have, all the sort of, you know, motivation they have, they're playing for famous Pitt Panthers like Tony Dorsett, I think they're gonna cover.
You know, I thought I had my pick, and then you gave that big speech. I did not know that they were playing for all those past Pitt Panthers like Tony Dorsett. In that
Dave Wannstedt.
In that case, give
Dan me Dan Marino.
Yeah. I had one and lost it. But, yeah, I'll take Pitt to cover here. I believe they've lost 3 straight after starting 3-0, so kind of going the wrong direction. But Notre Dame, even though I just told you all I did not watch last week, they did not impress me last week, only putting up 7 or 12 points against Louisville.
James Conner, that was another one you were probably trying to think of. Before I get Jay's, are you going to watch the Borat movie?
Oh, of course.
Does the Giuliani thing make you want to watch it more or
yes,
less?
More. I mean, I was already a level 10 before that, but that just pushed me over the edge. Do I have to see it?
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it. I just have a hard time believing a man's tucking in his pants while he's laying down. Have you ever tried to tuck in your pants while laying down?
No, not like that.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. What do you got, Jay?
I think with the 10.5, it's going to be a low-scoring game. You take the 10.5, you take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take this over-under and tease it. So go under 49.5. I think it's a pretty good bet.
You're going to go over – no, or excuse me, under,
tease it up.
Under and Pitt.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that pick. I like that. I also like every time when I mention anything politics, I just see Jay going, oh no, he's not going to ask me about this, is he? And so I'm not going to do it because I like Jay, and I don't want to have to ask him about it. So that's why I can see it in his face with his gamer headset. What's
next? He's here to pick winners and eat sushi.
Yes.
I was worried without having a fourth person, I might be the person that gets made fun of tonight. But so far, we're doing good. Next game.
I don't make fun of the other person. I guess I do. Go ahead.
Next game is Michigan at Minnesota. Michigan's currently a 3-point favorite.
This game's on Friday night, isn't it? Isn't one of these games on Friday night? Yeah, well, never mind.
Sounds good to me.
If it's not, then it's not. Michigan and – oh, no, Wisconsin, Illinois is Friday night. Michigan, Minnesota. What'd you say the spread was again? I'm sorry.
Michigan -3.
Yeah, I'll take Michigan. I mean, I know Jim Harbaugh, I think, is a fraud, but I feel like Michigan's going to cover. You know, it's a cool rivalry to play in the first week, but I like Michigan. I'll say they cover. Again, I don't know. I haven't seen these teams play. Couldn't tell you one thing about them, but I'll take Michigan. What do you got?
I mean, you know, I keep a close eye on both of these preseason camps. I'm going to go Minnesota in the upset. I feel like the Harbaugh time at Michigan's done, and this would be a good way to send it going down blaze of glory. Let's just start losing games you shouldn't lose with the opener in a delayed season against Minnesota.
I always look forward to your Minnesota camp preview. Every year, I'm like, I can't wait till Drew turns that in. It's going to be a traffic generator.
They're rowing the boat now with P.J. Fleck. See, I know all kinds of things about the Golden Gophers.
That's right. All right, do this one. Give me your pick, Jay, and let's do one more, and we'll go to the NFL.
I've heard there's some great things going on up at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh's got to finally do something. I'm going with Michigan.
All right. What great things are going on?
I just made it up.
I think, don't they have the rule their students have to stay in their dorms? They have a, like, shelter-in-place rule? I'm being dead serious. I think they have a rule that students are only allowed either in the dorms or class, and they can't do anything else.
Why would anyone sign up to go to school if those were the circumstances?
I don't know. Doesn't sound good at all. All right, what's the last one?
Last one's going to be West Virginia at Texas Tech. West Virginia's a 3-point favorite.
All in for Neil Brown. You know, he's had sort of mixed bag. He's not been bad, not been good. To quote Mike Francesa, they've won some games, they've lost some games. But Texas Tech, I think, is poor this year. I feel like this would be a good road win for Neil and his group. The thing I like about Neil Brown, he likes almost all of my tweets. And as such, I cannot pick against him in a game. So I'm picking West Virginia.
I like Neil Brown for his Kentucky connection. He doesn't really like any of my tweets. I'll have to, you know, start tweeting better. But I genuinely like the Mountaineers in this game. They're 3-1 this year. Took them a little time to get them going after, you know, off and on first year. But I think they're very good, and I think they win this big.
The kid from Boyle County is playing for them. The freshman that, you know, I remember I called one of their games. Yeah. He got hurt during the game. And but he's playing, and I think, like, doing pretty well for him. The kid from Boyle County, whose name I can't remember, unfortunately. Jay, what do you got?
I really like West Virginia there as well, and I really like the over 54.5 as well.
All right, well, good deal. Well, let me take a little break here for a second to tell you about MyBookie.com. A lot of you are listening to this. You say, listen, I want to bet. How do I bet? And the answer is you go to MyBookie.com. You go there. You can place all your bets. They've got all kinds of wagers. You can wager on sports. You can wager on entertainment. You can wager on politics. You can wager on life. It's all at MyBookie.com. The promo code is free money. And I know a lot of you have done this, and you say, hey, I didn't even know this was something you could do. And I don't know why you didn't know that. Probably because you haven't been listening to this podcast. But MyBookie.com, promo code is free money. Drew, you use MyBookie. You've used all these sites. MyBookie is like, it's extremely easy, isn't it?
Yes, and for this sign-up deal, you know, a lot of them do similar deals, but this is where they double your money. The max on this is higher than I've seen anywhere. So if you're going to sign up for any of them, definitely do this one and use code FREEMONEY to get double the money to play with.
Up to $1,000 free. That's insane. And let me just say, that doesn't happen most places. They don't just let you get $1,000. Most places, it might be $200, $300. This is up to $1,000. So if you got big money, do it. If you have little money, give them $75, they'll give you $150. It's all at mybookie.com. The promo code is free money. And if anybody asks you, tell them Drew Franklin, Matt Jones, and Jay and Lyndon seeing you. I mean, I don't expect anyone's going to ask you, but if they do, let them know that. Where is my second restaurant besides guacamole for me to eat in Louisville, Jay?
It's actually, I would say, my favorite restaurant to eat in Louisville is Vietnam Kitchen.
I've eaten there. That's great.
Love the
good
place.
Call. Is that open right now?
They are open. They're doing a lot of to-go. It's not open on like a weird day like Wednesday, but it is open.
Not open on Saturdays. Just not interested. Nobody comes. Yeah. Well, I think I tried to go there once and you couldn't sit inside. Can you sit inside now?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, but you're Jay and Linda. I mean, you get treatment not everybody gets. So, all right. NFL, let's go.
Before I give you the first game, I want y'all to make a prediction on something. The largest recorded spread of an NFL game was 5 years ago. Denver was favored by 28 over the Jaguars. Next week, Kansas City plays the Jets. What's your prediction on what's the spread? It's going to be next week.
I actually have seen this, what's projected right now. So I might, my guess will be a little tainted. So I'll let Drew go first.
I'll go 20.5.
Yeah, I think it's projected right now, Jay, at 26. Is that right?
I saw 21, so I'll be curious to see what it comes out at.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say, because if it's 21, I'd go all in on 21 for the Chiefs. So I'm going to say 25-26.
All right. There we go. First game we've got is Cleveland. It's Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 3.5-point favorite. Cleveland is a 3.5-point favorite. Sorry.
Okay. The game's in Cincinnati. Phil has Cincinnati winning by 10.
Whoa.
Think about that. That's crazy, isn't it? Baker, though, may not be playing. Isn't that right? Like, this might be a Case Keenum thing going on here.
If so, that would explain the line. But if Baker's playing, I am taking the Browns in that one. I like Burrow, and he definitely has that franchise going the right way, but he needs a lot more help before I'm starting putting money behind him.
Yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati to cover. I don't think they'll win by 10. I'm not even sure if they'll win, but I think they'll cover the 3.5. And plus, I can hedge on Baker being hurt because I keep hearing, from sources close to Kid Rock's nightclub in Nashville that he may be he may be out. So I'm going to take the Bengals. What about you, Jay?
I just can't bet on the Cincinnati. They just blow these big leagues. I just can't do it. So I'm going to take Cleveland there.
The game where they played last time was very close, though. So you know the two teams are kind of evenly matched, right? We'll see. You're not buying it. That's fine.
I'm not buying it.
By the way, I've watched, just so you know, Drew, for the last 3 days, I've watched 4 hours of European soccer every afternoon.
Oh, okay. Big fan?
Well, CBS All Access has every game, and I can just randomly flip on, and it's like a Slovenian team playing a Turkish team, and I get really into them. And then I one of them today was a team that I actually have been to their stadium, PSV Eindhoven. And I tried to figure out where in the stadium I sat. So, like, those are the things that are entertaining me.
Those two PM soccer matches are fun to bet on. I've done that a few times.
Yeah. The Europa League is good because you get countries – you get, like, a team from, like, Cyprus, which you didn't even know existed, and then they're there. So, what's next?
Well, I think this is one of the games Phil picked. We got Drew's big game for the week, Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Right now I have Tennessee as a one-point favorite. And Drew, I saw somebody put this on your Twitter account. After week 7 in the NFL, only 5 times have 2 undefeated teams played. In each of those games, the winner of the game went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, is that right? Interesting. Wow, that's a lot of pressure on this game then. Phil's got Tennessee by 8. What do you got, Drew?
Well, I sound like a homer every time I say this, but I genuinely think Tannehill is not some joke of a quarterback that's just had a good run. I think Tannehill is the real deal. I mean, I think he's MVP caliber this year. And, of course, with Derrick Henry, I don't think the Super Bowl talk is anything crazy. However, Taylor Lewan tore his ACL, and the offensive line is already pretty thin, and his backup can't really trust him, and there's nobody behind him. So I'm very worried about having to play the Steelers without a left tackle. I'm still going to take the Titans because I think they're a better team, but that is a big injury to watch and will affect how the Titans play moving forward.
Yeah, funny I think it is to listen to you break down the backup offensive lineman for the Titans.
Taylor Lewan is one of the stars of the team, and without him, that's a big
loss. Is he one of the stars? I mean, I know he's good, but, like, he is, like, a rock star guy, and offensive linemen are never like that. Why is he?
Well, he's one of the highest paid linemen ever, and, I mean, he's fun personality. When he showed up for that press conference after signing his mega deal, he was dressed like Boss Hog and was petting a stuffed gopher, so – he does a podcast and hosts watch parties, so they say he's a fun guy. I've seen him at bars after he was drafted. I have stories that I can't tell Taylor Lewan that the Titans would not like to hear. But
why can't you tell it? I mean, like, what?
He likes to have a good time.
So then
that's
just
another, like, reason he's a fan favorite.
I like how the old Drew can't tell it with his bro Taylor Lewan. Hate to make Taylor Lewan mad. I mean, then
I'm actually, even though I'm building up, I'm not the biggest Taylor Lewan fan because he gets a lot of penalties, and I've said some words at my television. But to sum it all up, him being injured for the whole year might change the Titans' whole season.
I feel like somebody say at some point God has to punish the Titans for having COVID, cheating while having COVID, giving other people COVID. So I think it happens this week. I mean, who does God love more than Ben Roethlisberger? I mean, what a wonderful person he is. So I think I think I'm going to take Pittsburgh. What about you, Jay?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh as well. I think I was going to take Tennessee, but then when Drew laid all that info on me, I'm going with Pittsburgh now.
Look at Drew.
I don't want to scare anyone. Tennessee's for real, but that's a big injury.
All right, who's next?
You know, my big ugly face is still in the end zone. Thought about daring Benny Snell to come find me, maybe throw a ball off my face or something if he can get to the end zone.
But you should do that. You should tweet that out.
Benny Snell can't score on the Titans, so I won't bother.
Ooh. I may have to tweet that. Hang on a second. Drew Franklin, Benny says you can't. Benny, thank you for coming to our bar and signing things for everyone. By the way, Drew says you can't score on his team.
Who's next? That's the last person I would want to fire up.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you did. Who's next?
I've got Buffalo at the New York Jets. The reason I put this one on here, New York Jets are to go 0-16 or plus 350.
Wow.
To win one game, minus 450. What would you do there?
I'd go lose every game if you made me bet. Because, I mean, why am I doing minus 450? I think – I think it's a 50-50 chance. Who are the Jets going to beat, first of all? Like, where's their win? Their best chance was last week against the Giants. So, Drew, do you have their schedule? Who do they play the rest of the year?
Pull it up right now.
All right, he's going to do it, and I'll tell you whether or not they're going to win the games. Go.
I'll tell you a funny story. The year that the Washington Redskins won the Super Bowl, the Dallas Cowboys only won one game, and they beat the Redskins that year. So the spread on this game is 13. Buffalo's favored by 13.
First of all, I take Buffalo to cover it. Now, give me the games, Drew.
Well, they have the Chiefs next week with the big spread. Then they have the Patriots.
No.
Then they go to the Chargers.
No.
No. Dolphins, that might be their only hope. It's at home.
Is it home? But still, see, they didn't play them last week. They couldn't move the ball.
I know. It's still probably a no, but I'm looking at
And remember, they have an incentive the longer they go to lose every game for Trevor Lawrence, too. So, like, there's that as well. But go ahead.
So, Dolphins and then Raiders back-to-back at home.
No and no.
Probably their only hope, though, because then they go to Seattle, to Los Angeles, then Cleveland, then to
– Well, okay. Cleveland.
But at that point, it's the second-to-last game of the year. Your fans are going to be rooting for you to lose.
But the Browns might be out of it, too, at that point. Well, still, though, I like that bet. If you're telling me I get plus 350, Jay, I'm doing that. Do you like the Bills to cover, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jets are one of the worst NFL teams we've seen in a long time. I think I would bet against them every week.
If you're Frank Gore, Jay, you're 37 years old. Why are you still going to work for the Jets?
I have no idea. But I would I would take Buffalo as well, and I would also – I like this in a tease. Just Buffalo minus 7 sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. What else?
I'm a Cowboys fan, man. I hate it. It's terrible. Dallas – at the Washington football team, it's a pick 'em. Dallas and the Jets are the only teams that have not covered the spread this year.
Yeah, Dallas is – apparently it's only happened like 5 times in the last 20 years that a team's gone 0-6 against the spread or 0-whatever, and now we have 2 teams this year. Dallas is winning this game. First of all, the football team's terrible. Dallas is going to fight back. The Red Rocket – did you know that was Andy Dalton's nickname, the Red Rocket?
Yes, sadly.
I didn't know that until I heard it on a podcast. The Red Rocket is going to go and beat the football team, and the football team's focusing on next year anyway because they're keeping the football team name, which I like. I'll take the Cowboys to win and cover.
I'm going to give you a fun little stat. It's a two-part stat. The Cowboys are 0-6 against the spread this year. The second part of that is I have bet them every single week. I have lost 6 Sundays betting on the Cowboys, but I'm telling you, I'm doing it one more time. I'm going for 7. I think just handing it off to Ezekiel Elliott alone, they should be able to win this game, even though they are so banged up. They're just pulling people out of the parking lot to play on the offensive line. Andy Dalton looks terrible. I think Elliott wins this one by himself.
Now, aren't you – your fiance, wife, whatever you all call yourselves, is a Cowboys fan, right?
Yes. And before the Titans existed, I grew up a Cowboys fan. So I cheer for them as a secondary team, and it's ugly.
So you're betting in some ways with your heart on these, right?
A little bit. But, I mean, they should be much better. A lot of it's injuries, but it's bad right now. It's real bad. But I think at least not as bad as the Washington football team. I think this is the week.
All right, Jay.
I pray you're all right. I pray. I hope it happens. Next game, I want to go back in time to our first free money and shout out to Goldberg. We're going to do Tampa Bay at Las Vegas, Goldberg's team. Tampa Bay is currently a 4-point favorite.
And they just moved this game from the night to the day because the Raiders may have COVID and they wanted to make sure there would be a game at night. So this game has been moved. I don't know how that plays into it. I would say I'm going to take the Raiders. The Raiders seem to do the exact opposite of what I think is going to happen every game. If they're getting 4.5 points – and they are at home, assuming they don't have COVID, then I think they will cover. Although I would say Tampa Bay probably wins by 3.
I'm pretty torn on this game. Tampa looked really good last week, but I think the Raiders could win this, especially being at home. Even though the time could be at any time, I dialed up Odd Shark, and it has 24.2 to 24.4. So it's expecting a decimal deficit here. If you're going to do that, I'll take the Raiders with you and get points. If Odd Shark thinks it's going to be within 0.2 points.
Yeah, I mean, that game was 38-10 last week for Tampa Bay. But if you watched it, it was 10-0 Green Bay, and Tampa was doing nothing. And then Aaron Rodgers just handed them two straight pick sixes, basically, just like the Kentucky game. It was 14-10, and then the game just seemed to change. So, you know, I don't know. Before I get Jay in the next game, let me do an ad for the Kentucky Sports Bar and Grill. A couple of things. KS Bar, tomorrow night we're having a Walker Buehler party. Walker Buehler is pitching in Game 3 of the World Series against Tampa Bay, and his family and friends are coming to cheer on and have a Walker Buehler watch party. So if you are a Dodgers fan, a Walker Buehler fan, or just a fan of human camaraderie, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Drew, is the Walker Buehler Dodgers watch party.
Still a little too soon for me to be commenting on the Dodgers NLCS victory, but I am rooting for Walker Buehler, if there is one. Walker Buehler. I will not root for Will Smith. Not a fan of him. Will never be a fan of him, but I am rooting for Walker Buehler.
And he went to Louisville, right?
Yes. So that just dude, I works. Never even want to look at that guy's face again. Don't even – show me a photo of a photo of a photo of Will Smith through Zoom. I never want to see him.
Yes. And then Saturday, reservations are full for the game, but we will be showing before the game. If you want, they've got that, I don't know, there's a UFC fight out on an island somewhere. And then after the game, we'll have a lot going on and there'll be, you know, it'll be amazing. So
I'm watching the game there this week. It'll be my first time this season.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, good. That's very cool. All right. Jay, what do you got?
So I guess we'll call this the Goldberg lock of the week. I wrote down, I thought this would be a 3-point game either way. So I'm going to go with Las Vegas there as well.
All right. Good deal. What else?
San Francisco at New England. So San Francisco looked a lot better. New England had a terrible game. New England's a 2-point favorite.
I like New England. I feel like this is going to be Bill Belichick has to hate Jimmy Garoppolo with the force of 10,000 men. And they played, you know, San Francisco played too well last week. New England played too poorly. I think New England wins, Drew, and gets the cover.
I'm going to join you. The Niners are pretty banged up. I like the Belichick extra motivation you mentioned. I will also join you in taking the Patriots here.
My son Beans is not going to like this because he's a big Patriots fan, but Kittle looks so good. He's back, and I think they're going to have trouble with him. I'm going to go San Francisco there.
You know what's funny is my hatred for Brady has switched now that he's in Tampa Bay. I'm kind of cheering for him, but now I hate Jimmy Garoppolo for the whole handsome thing. Like, it's switched my – I guess I can only hate one handsome quarterback at a time, and Jimmy G has it. I think it's because Rachel likes him way too much. Like, it's to the point I can just say the good-looking football player and she knows who he is and she makes some sound like, oh, yum, and I don't like it, Drew. And so I'm not gonna stand for it.
When I hear a good-looking football player, my brain goes straight to Marquand Bully McCall, the new starting nose guard of the University of Kentucky Wildcats.
I understand. All right, let's do one more and we'll call it a day, Jay. What's the last one?
So I think this is actually going to be an interesting game. It's the highest over-under on the board. Seattle is at Arizona. Currently, Seattle's a 3.5-point favorite. Over-under is 56.
Yeah, this is the new Sunday night game. And in years past, if I'm correct, even when Seattle was really good, like once a year, Arizona would beat them. It's just how that series has been over the years. So I actually like Arizona to not only is the game at Seattle or is it at Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay, so even better. So, like, the home field doesn't matter. Not that it would matter with no fans. But I'm going to take Arizona to win and cover, Drew.
You know, Seattle's got to lose at some point. This one could be it. But I think I'm going to wait a little bit longer to pick against them. I think the Cardinals really took advantage of playing the banged-up, trashy-ass Cowboys that I committed to bet again this week.
Trashy-ass.
I think I'll go Seattle.
All right. Jay?
Isn't this like the two youngest coaches in the league? So I'm going to lean on the experience of Russell Wilson here and take Seattle.
The two youngest. If it's Pete Carroll, pretty young, huh?
Oh, I was thinking of San Francisco's coach. Dang it. My first real screw up.
You remember that young Pete Carroll, man.
He is a young looking 60 whatever he is.
When he gets his driver's license, that's going to be a guy who makes it happen. Jay, you did a great job. And I tried not to pick on you. I mean, I wanted to say something because the debate's tonight, but I didn't do it. I got, you know, I did this. I'm just trying to make you feel comfortable here in your free money home.
Thank you. Hey, what's your sweatshirt, by the way? What is that? That is a
Italian soccer team at Atlanta. You okay. Want to know their story really quick? And he's yeah. got a blockbuster. Atlanta was the soccer team that was playing that made the coronavirus spread. You remember story about there was two teams that played in Italy and it ended up being a super spreader event. They didn't even know coronavirus was happening. And it like, well, Atlanta was one of them. And now they're like everybody's darling team because they gave the world coronavirus, which doesn't seem like a reason you'd be a darling team, Drew, but that was, that's why I have it.
I guess, do people feel a little bad for them because no one had a clue? So you don't want to blame them. They didn't know.
Yeah, they do. And this was like, they're kind of like Dayton in college basketball. Like they've never been as good as they were last year. And they were on this miracle run. And then it just ended because of coronavirus. So I think people kind of feel sorry for them. And so I bought one of their sweatshirts to show solidarity with these people I've never met.
Very interesting.
So, and your shirts of the, is that the Columbus Blue Jackets?
No, it's actually a brewery in DC that I love called Blue Jacket.
Oh, and it says Columbus on it.
No, it doesn't. It just says Blue Jacket.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And Drew, of course, is wearing a Blockbuster t-shirt. So that's very nice. All right. Well, thank you folks very much for listening. Remember our big play this week is the information play, which was, what was the game again?
Now we're really gonna screw up.
It was the UNC, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was NC State. Our information play was NC State. No, Maryland. It was Maryland because you had information, right? That's right. It was against Maryland. So it was Northwestern.
Information. Right, correct. Northwestern. That's right.
That's the play, Northwestern. See you all later.